I will be practicing my English on you. So, hello everybody. I feel so happy and blessed. We have Lama Tilman here with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I will also practice my English.
It's the first time that Lama Tilman is coming to Israel at all. And I just picked him up a few hours ago from the airport. And ever since, we've been standing in the pkak, which is one of the first words he learned pkak. In Hebrew.
And it was sababa.
We had many hours. And we have Michali with us. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us a hand with the one-on-ones. So, no, okay. Just to hear your voice and say hello.
Okay, hi. I'll just say it afterwards. You want to start? Okay.
So I'll just say a few words about retreat and how we run retreats here in Israel. Also, it's going to be new for Lama Tilman, so we can all remember and learn again together. All of you are seasoned practitioners. All of you set quite a few retreats, so you know and you heard these talks before, and I'm just refreshing our memories. Do you hear me well? It's okay? Yeah? No? No? Better like this? And at the back, they have like big loudspeakers, so it's good. Better? Yeah? Okay. So maybe just a few moments of reminder. What are we doing here? Such a blessing to come out of this cooking pot into what we call a retreat, to retreat from our everyday usual mind, to find it here, but maybe with different eyes, maybe with different heart. I like to have the simile of the seashore, that in times of ebb, goes back, the sea goes back, and then we can find and see what is there. What is there on the sand? Maybe it's one of the pictures of what might be possible on a retreat. What can we see that is usually hidden after under heavy waters? But just as well as seeing what is there, the how-to. How do we see what we see is equally important, like the two wings of that bird, that famous bird. With compassion, with kindness, with softness, I'm just reminding all of us what we know and so easily forget. To allow ourselves this space that is more soft, is more accommodating. The bright eyes that are given to our inner world. The friendly eyes, the kind eyes. I want to say, especially in times like this, but always, 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 but maybe even more so now, that many of us come from different backgrounds. Some are directly influenced by the situation of war, others indirectly and still influenced. All of us are influenced. So even more so, to practice, to study, to learn, and to give ourselves this opportunity to go to the depth of the heart, what is possible for us as human beings. Not just difficulties, not just pain, not just dukkha. Also love, also healing, also liberation. So So it's great that we are all here and we are all in it together because we support each other in that way. So I want to mention the sort of nice cushion of silence that we love to speak about on retreats. Just a reminder, most of you know it by now, by heart maybe. But again, I would want to stress the softness that is made possible and the healing that is made possible when we are not engaged in our everyday activities and our everyday mind in the same way in which we think and rethink about ourselves, about others, about the world. And the silence can provide us the opportunity to first of all see it and then maybe take a leap from there to a different space. And we do it for oneself and we do it for others, because I like to quote Thich Nhat Hanh often, who said, happiness is not a private matter. And here we are, we're doing it together. And the other thing is a reminder about the setting of a retreat. We sit on a very ancient tradition coming from the Buddha. And it's the first time that we have in Tovana the kind of teaching that Lama Tilman is offering. And the base is just the same. And I'm talking about now the precepts. How can we live a life that would be with more ease, with more openness, with more trust, with more care, with more wisdom, with more love? So we try, we take a vow maybe to refrain from harming. It's as simple as that. And sometimes we see these small little ants walking, crawling on the path. And maybe one can reflect upon the fact that the same life is running through us and through this little tiny creature. What do we have in common with all forms of life? We want to take into consideration our consumption. What do we take from the world? How much do we take from the world? Obviously, not taking what is not freely given. This is the precept. How do we approach the material world? This is a big subject and we would not go into it now, but I'm just like, you know, throwing bits and pieces to reflect upon. Consumerism, for example. How much do we participate in it? How much do we pay attention to what we say? Is it in alignment with our inner climate, with what we believe in, with our values? And here on the retreat, I was just saying something about the silence, and obviously there would not be much time or space for you to speak. It's a silent retreat, and still, and yet, on the weekend, we will have opportunities, Michal will speak about it in a minute, to meet us or one-on-ones. And again, how much is our speech reflect what is true for us, what is valuable for us? And it goes just the same for our inner speech. What is the music that is being played when we talk to ourselves? Is it kind? Is it a kind music? Is it not kind? Just noticing that very lightly, maybe shifting from the unkind to the kind. This is already a very big shift, very big inward shift. Just noticing our inner speech. And taking care with our sexual energy. Just taking care, again, non-harming is the key. And we never know who sits next to us. We never know the sensitivities. And in a retreat especially, we just want to keep ourselves to ourselves. There's an American historian, Longfellow, who said, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. It goes for that too. So just keeping our energy to ourselves and taking care with maybe looking and so forth. And the fifth precept would be taking care with not using substances that are maybe obscuring the mind. When here on the retreat you don't have much opportunities, still taking care with maybe too much coffee or whatever you use to not be in touch with yourself because it's too painful. Maybe there is another way, very gentle way. And something in the atmosphere of the retreat, when we know it and we hold it together, can serve that as well. Seeing and letting go. So I want to stop here and present Lama Tilman, who very kindly agreed to come to Israel. It was a few months back. When was it? In December or... A little bit earlier, late November, that I had the good fortune to come to a Buddhist conference and from Buddhist teachers from Europe, I think mostly they were. Just 2 weeks after, wow. So we spoke in length and Stephen was there as well. And when we got to meet Lama Tilman, both of us felt, I certainly can speak for myself, that I want this guy, this teacher, to come to Israel and give his teaching to the Sangha, to us. And somehow, miraculously, he said yes. So thank you for that. And thank you, especially big thanks for coming in times like this, which most foreign teachers, most teachers that are not from Israel, actually didn't show up because it's really too much, yeah, to come on in a time like that, this. So especially thank you for coming. And I'm very, very curious and looking forward to hear and receive the teaching that Lama Tilman is going to convey here. Many years of being a monk. Maybe you can say more about this. And, yeah, maybe you say it after. Yeah? Yeah. Maybe Michali. Yeah. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to also welcome us all. And very happy to be here. I just wanted maybe to offer a moment of gratitude. Yeah. Or Lila was talking about care and taking care of our environment and ourselves. So maybe a moment of gratitude for coming here. So for all the people and the conditions that allow us to sit here together. To take care of our minds and heart. And as Lila said, it's not a private matter. Just wanted to add that this weekend we won't have groups, and Lila and I will offer option to meet one-to-one It will be on the board and you will see it. So this will be for the weekend. It will change a little bit for whoever is staying for the whole 10 days. And I wish us all a very open-hearted and mind retreat. May it be well and support us. Thank you.
How much time do we have now? What is the cooks are waiting for us at which time?
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
This can take a bit
long. Mm-hmm. When the time is short, meditate. Let's do that together. I will guide a little meditation with you. Like Mikhail was already starting, I will tell you more about this person here later on. I enjoy being with you. And it is this joy that carries me right into the meditation. And I encourage you, if you may, to breathe in with that gratitude that Mikhail mentioned, that we all made it here. And that we will share this space together. And we may say thank you to ourselves. Thank you, old chap, dear lady, that you brought me here. This is the part of us who managed to overcome obstacles, to clear the way, who was wise enough to say, it's time now, it's time out, for the water to calm down. And I allow this calming down to happen now. Just by breathing. If there is something to let go, the out-breath is always a wonderful symbol of just allowing that to flow out, and then a little moment of opening at the end of the out-breath. And if you feel that there is something to open up to, the in-breath is perfect for that. To open up into the situation, to open up into the feeling. And then there is the turning point at the end of the in-breath, where the opening up naturally goes over into this flowing on attitude, this letting it all flow on. I don't know how tired you are, what is going on in your mind, but I do know that making space for it is really helpful. So as we breathe in, there is this space opening up, and as we breathe out, there's yet another space opening up. And you might notice that we never leave that space. A welcoming space, as my teacher would say, and a safe space, a dynamic, very much alive, spacious awareness. Maybe you already feel that this is quite simple. We are opening up for that which is always there. Very simple. Nothing to do for that. It's more about not doing so much that would distract us from it. It's always there. Completely reliable. We will explore it in the coming days. So I say thank you to you for this first little meditation together. It's a wonderful way of feeling us as a group for the first time. And the heart of a retreat is the kitchen, right? So we don't let them wait.